Just one quick halakha on the kedusha of the parochet. Minhag Israel lefrosh parochet mechutz la'aron hakodesh. The minhag is by the aron hakodesh in the bet knesset to place a parochet, a curtain, on the outside. Ve'en l'shanot ha-minhag, should not change from the minhag. Ve'natnu semech la-minhag zeh, v'mash she'ne'emar, what it says in Bamidbar Perek Dalet Pasuk Vav, u'parsu alav beged techelet min ma'ala, that over the Kodesh they would put a beged, they would put a curtain. Ve'afidu aron ha-kodesh hu'na'e be'yoter apelo ha-parochet, even though the doors of the Aron are beautiful and ornate, and you don't want to cover it because they want the people to see it. Sarik lefros ala parochet. You have to put a parochet over it. The parochet that they place is not just decorative. Ela hu dugmat mishkan Hashem. It's the dugma of the mishkan. Just like in the mishkan, you had a parochet, so too in the Bet Knesset, which is the dugmat of the mishkan, you have to follow the same. The same diagram. That's brought down in Shud Zera Emet. The Chida brings it down in Mahazik Beracha in Siman Kuf Nun Dalid Seif Katat Gimel, and Chava Vadia brings it in Yehavedat Chelek Vav Siman Tet. And he says over here, Chav David Yosef brings down Veshamati Mepiv Sheafilu Rosim Leshanot. Even if you have a community that wants to change, ulaniyah haparochet betocha aron, they want to just put a parochet inside and leave the outside bare. Enam reshaim laasotken, they should not do it. And then he writes over here, uminhag kama me'adot asfaradim lefros parochet achat mechutz laaron hakodesh uparochet nosefet forsim betocha aron hakodesh. And some have the custom to do both, one on the outside, one on the inside. Again, dugma of the mishkan. We had two different parochet from the Kodesh, and then to the Kodesh Kodashim. There was two parochiyot. We had like a space in between them, and that's brought down as well by the Yeskil Avdin Chalek Dalet. Haparochet sheporsim mechutz la'aron haKodesh ubetocho nechshevet letashmish, the tashmish of kedusha. It has a din of tashmish, of a tashmish, because it's serving the aron, which is serving the sefer Torah. Kivan shebizmanenu em mishtamshim bo elal kisui aron hakodesh ulonam en notim aleha sefer Torah umikol makom yesh ba kedushat bet hakeneset, which means it does have a kedusha in it. Of course, one cannot just discard a parochet like that because it is considered one of the holy furnishings of a bet keneset.